taking note of where one's attention is, what it is therefore aware of or not, that which has held it within its grip, that which is engaging it. It might be clear upon a moment of inquiry, or it might just be unclear, in which case just take a moment to allow for the lack of clarity, clarity of the lack of clarity. And make that transition back to the experience that we can provide for this mind, which is the note of intention. And see how intention suddenly realigns awareness, just the intention to be present. And experience just the shift that happens with clear intention, the intention to be present. And then as a result, see how much easier it is just to, as well, take note of the general feeling tone of the body. This is just an inquiry into the sensory awareness of the body. Compassionate interest. Not looking for anything in particular, no need to analyze, interpret, but simply that care that expands to include one's experience. And make a note of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral in response to this inquiry based on what it is that you find, what characterizes the general feeling tone of the body. And as a result of this inquiry, you may have already, or you may now, become aware of the movements of breathing that are simply happening, just arising and falling away. And simply note whether the sensation that is now in awareness is connected to or a part of an inhalation or exhalation. How satisfying it is to be aware. How settling, how grounding, how clarifying. And now, as a result of this embodied awareness, just again come back to the note of intention. The note of intention to be present. And for now, offering this presence of mind and the energy that flows forth from it, the arising of mindfulness, to the mudita practice, offering mindfulness to the cultivation of mudita. Attention is a gift that we give to that which we intend to cultivate. And in this moment, inviting the phrase associated with mudita to arise. May not be clear at first. But just allowing for the words to arise, may I. Excuse me. May my good fortune continue and increase. For now we have a deeper understanding, or a deepening understanding and appreciation of the value of this cultivation and its capacity. And just offering the faith that it has the power to awaken and proceed. May my good fortune continue and increase. Understanding that this essence of good fortune in the awakening capacity within oneself is something that benefits all beings. May my good fortune continue and increase. So if it's hard to do mudita, just put it within the framework of, on behalf of myself and all beings, I cultivate mudita. May my good fortune continue and increase. Awareness is an aspect of good fortune. May my good fortune continue and increase. Mindfulness is an aspect of good fortune. May my good fortune continue and increase. The arising of the quality of generosity is an aspect of good fortune. May my good fortune continue and increase. A heart with a capacity for metta or vakaruna, these universal qualities that embrace all beings, or aspects of good fortune. May my good fortune continue and increase. This retreat in every unperceptible detail associated with the support, the teachings, infinite details that exist that make up this container in which we sit and cultivate the Dhamma is an aspect of good fortune. May this good fortune continue and increase. And now inviting one that you are aware of who is presently experiencing gladness of the heart. Some positive phase of life or occurrence is presently bringing about a sense of good fortune. Even if it's just something small, mudita allows for us to see into the smallest moments of joy and happiness and gratification within one's life, inviting one who is currently experiencing this gladdening quality. And continue. May your good fortune continue and increase. Just simple and clear. Simple and clear conveyance or sharing. May your good fortune continue and increase. See the distinction in this moment between the thinking that may have distracted this clear and direct focus. Look at the nature of the thinking and whether or not it is a true expression of mudita or something else that has evolved, and just make a note and return to the simple, clear cultivation of mudita with this individual who is having momentary or sustained sense of gratification in life. May your good fortune continue and increase. So simple, so clear. And in this simple way of holding this individual in awareness, open to that sense of sheer joy. Mudita closes the gap between the conveyor, mudita, the cultivator, and the one that is invited or perceived accordingly. May your good fortune continue and increase. And now, dear one, just whomever appears, one might say, why is this person here? I don't perceive or sense any particular gratification occurring, but just knowing that in this cycle of experience, pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral, within the infinite forms that the vicissitudes take, that there are moments of gratification, coming and going, constantly rising, falling away, sometimes sustained. Dear one, may your good fortune continue and increase. Offering from a place of balance rather than from a place of wanting for, rather than from a place of wanting. Sharing mudita with this person, this dear one. May your good fortune continue and increase. No need to fall into a place of troubled concern. Simply cultivating mudita. And now a neutral person. May your good fortune continue and increase. May your good fortune continue and increase. Remaining intentional, conscious. In the conveyance of mudita. And now inviting a difficult person into this cultivation of mudita. May your good fortune, understanding that good fortune implies that which is wholesome, may your good fortune continue and increase. May your good fortune continue and increase. And now all beings that are close to you and those that are at a distance, may your good fortune continue and increase. All male beings, all female beings, may your good fortune continue and increase. All those who are young, all those in midlife, and all those in the elder years, may your good fortune continue and increase. All those who are happy and well in this moment, and all those who are afflicted, may your good fortune continue and increase. All humans and all creatures, all humans of all races and creeds and colors and locations, all creatures in their infinite form, may your good fortune continue and increase. All beings that live within the earth, that live within the earth, may your good fortune continue and increase. All beings of the air, may your good fortune continue and increase. All beings who live within water, may your good fortune continue and increase. All creatures, all beings, all humans that are in existence in front of you, near and far, may your good fortune continue and increase. all those in existence, all breathing beings to the right of you, near and far. May your good fortune continue and increase. All beings in existence behind you, near and far, may your good fortune continue and increase. All beings to the left of where you sit, near and far, may your good fortune continue and increase. All beings above you, near and far, may your good fortune continue and increase. All beings below you, near and far, may your good fortune continue and increase. And with this inclusion of all directions, above, below, around, this inclusion of all beings in all directions, just for a moment opening to that sense of expansiveness, the illimitable nature of mudita. A mind and heart with a quality that has no barriers, no limits in its inclusivity, in its capacity to perceive the potential for this beauty and moments, mere moments of good fortune that awaken that sense of appreciative joy. Whether these moments last or not, we feed one another through this capacity to be aware, to be conscious with mudita in mind. And with this in mind, this appreciative joy for the one who is sitting here generating the mudita. Extraordinary. This being sitting here, oneself, this body, this heart beating, this breath breathing, all and everything flowing forward in this sublime offering of mudita. Returning to mudita for this noble being sitting here cultivating the Dhamma. May my good fortune continue and increase. And accordingly, well, may your good fortune continue and increase. And accordingly, may our good fortune continue and increase. May the latent good fortune within all beings continue and increase. It's interesting to see how compassion grows with practice as we have a clearer sense of that experience of the mind quivering and wavering. That the unconditioned mind is just quivering and wavering. And again, flip-flopping these images from the Dhammapada, and that kind of tentative quivering energy that is my nature confused. What direction to take here? And that humility that comes with practice as we begin to see more clearly what mindfulness is as a functionary in our lives, that it's the active agent of awareness that we're applying, and that its nature is to bring about a steadiness of mind that we experience as the feeling tone of calm. And even if that steadiness is just in the expression of 3 milliseconds of continuity, there is this response of, ah. And one of the things that's going to be a challenge for us continue to be a challenge here in retreat, but in life, is to actually choose calm. To remember the causes and effects that lead to calm and a sense of confidence in the heart, a sense of relative ease and well-being, to make the decision to be present, not just to wish, to want, to will, gosh, I could do another retreat so I can be more present, but just that moment by moment choice. To be embodied, to be here. It's not easy to be here. It takes a lot. A lot. And we're learning what that lot is. You know, patience, perseverance, clarity of intention, diligence, resolve. All these forces of mind, by the way, are building up. And again, we're not sitting there kind of picking them off and saying, oh, resolve. It just is a force of mind that arises with mindfulness as that stream of consciousness, the mind becomes more steady. So that there's a greater sense when that wavering and quivering and kind of, I'll say, ambivalence of a sense of being and focus and direction began to arise, a greater sensitivity, a greater compassionate response through mindfulness, and so helpful, the Brahmaviharas. So it says that intention becomes more conjoined with wisdom over time. It said that as a result there is more an instantaneous inclination of mind to the cultivation of mindfulness. Remembering that we are not meditators, we are practitioners. And by knowing this, that we are practitioners, we can really get real about this process and understand that whether we are on retreat or whether we are just in smack dab the process of our lives and the individual karmic fields in which we live, that it is a momentary choice to be present, to be alert, to be awake. It is a choice. And mudita is an aspect of wakefulness. It awakens that which is obscured as a result of the lack of the awareness and cultivation of mudita. For those who are interested, today is the opportunity to cultivate equanimity. And equanimity is a translation from the word upeka. And I will go this evening more into the details and, you know, associated with the teachings of upeka. Meanwhile, upeka is slightly different than the other three Brahmaviharas. We engage a statement of truth. And this truth reverberates deeply into a particular, again, capacity that exists within the mind and body, and that is the access to balance. Balance is an access. Access. Equanimity is spacious balance. And there's equanimity that arises in all the mindfulness practices. And this one takes a particular form, again, of this statement of truth that I am the owner of my karma. I am the owner of my karma. My happiness and unhappiness arise with my actions, or from my actions, and not outside sources. Again, we're not meant here to fight against resistance that may arise, you know, with the mind saying, that can't be true. I hold blame of others. Oh, wait a minute. I hold blame of others. That can't be true. Okay. Maybe it's true to some degree that one can attune to. Or maybe it really feels intuitively correct. And one can always choose to align oneself with that which does seem to be in clarity, rather than that strange tendency that we have to move into that insufficient view of that which isn't and get really caught there. And that's the place of a lack of faith. This isn't true because of this and this person and that and that experience and this experience and what's going on there. And okay, then it's not time for upeka. But if there is that sense of truth, or maybe even a clear and profound experience of this truth, of karma, then it becomes a very stabilizing experience to just engage this truth and this form of words. I am the owner of my karma. Happiness and unhappiness arise with my actions, and not outside sources. In essence, this is speaking to a level of maturity, autonomy, and responsibility for oneself. No one else can be present in this moment and know what's occurring within this mind, this heart, this body. No one else can be responsible to that which arises within oneself. Well, what about you? Wait a minute, no. Just this cultivation of this sublime quality within oneself is the opportunity for today. Of all the qualities that are resonant with the teachings of the Dhamma, and of course, inherent to every other quality that we cultivate on the path of awakening, is the quality of equanimity. It's said that with the first moment of mindfulness, equanimity did arise. And the most rarefied sati or mindfulness arises out of equanimity, as did the last watch of the night with the Buddha, which I'll talk about this evening. So for now, if you wish, just continuing with the practice of your choice, or beginning with the Upekkha Bhavana. Align oneself in the awareness of the body sitting here. This is an aligning quality. Feel the body sitting here, open to the awareness of this breath, this breathing. And if you wish, dedicate this breath and those that follow, essentially this life that will occur within this short period and then followed by a walking period. And then if you wish, throughout the day, offering your breath, offering your mind to the cultivation of equanimity. I am the owner of my karma. Happiness and unhappiness, my happiness and unhappiness arise with my actions and not outside sources. I am the owner of my karma. Happiness and unhappiness arise with my actions and not outside sources. I am the owner of my karma. My happiness and unhappiness arise with my actions and not outside sources. I am the owner of my karma. My happiness and unhappiness arise from my actions and not outside sources. I am the owner of my karma. My happiness and unhappiness arise with my actions and not outside sources. I apologize. I misspoke the last word in the phrases. I am the owner of my karma. My happiness and unhappiness arise from my actions and not outside causes.